If you have your Bible, I want to turn to Jeremiah chapter 32. Jeremiah chapter 32. The Bible says this in verse number 1. It said, "The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord in the 10th year of Zedekiah, king of Judah, which was the 18th year of Nebuchadnezzar. For then the king of Babylon's armies besieged Jerusalem, and Jeremiah the prophet was shut up in the court of the prison, which was in the king of Judah's house. For Zedekiah, king of Judah, had shut him up, saying, Wherefore dost thou prophesy and say, Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will give this city into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall take it. And Zedekiah, king of Judah, shall not escape out of the hand of the Chaldeans, but shall surely be delivered into the hand of the king of Babylon, and shall speak with him mouth to mouth, and his eyes shall behold his eyes. And he shall lead Zedekiah to Babylon, and there shall he be until I visit him, saith the Lord. Though ye fight with the Chaldeans, ye shall not prosper." And Jeremiah said, "The word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Behold, Hanamel, the son of Shalom, thine uncle, shall come unto thee, saying, Buy thee that my field that is in Anath, for the right of redemption is thine to buy it. So Hanamel, mine uncle's son, came to me in the court of the prison, according to the word of the Lord, and said unto me, Buy my field, I pray thee, that is Anathoth, which is in the country of Benjamin, for the right of the inheritance is thine, and the redemption is thine, buy it for thyself. Then I knew that this was the word of the Lord, and I bought the field of Hanamel, my uncle's son, that was in Hananath, and weighed him the money, so even 17 shekels of silver. And I subscribed the evidence and sealed it and took witnesses and weighed him the money and the balances. So I took the evidence of the purchase, both that which was sealed according to law and custom, and that was open. And I gave the evidence of the purchase unto Barak, the son of Neriah, the son of Maaseiah, in the sight of Hanamuel, son of my uncle's son. And in the presence of the witness that subscribed the book of the purchase, before all the Jews that sat in the court of the prison. And I charged Barak before them, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Take these evidences of the purchase, both which is sealed and this evidence which is open, and put them in an earthen vessel that they may continue many days. For thus saith the Lord, Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Houses and fields and vineyards shall be possessed again in this land. Now when I had delivered the evidence of the purchase unto Barak, the son of Neriah, I prayed unto the Lord, saying, O Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth that by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Thou showest a loving kindness unto the thousands, to recompense the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great and the mighty God, the Lord of hosts, is his name. Great is counsel and mighty great in counsel, mighty in work. For thine eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings, which has set signs and wonders in the land of Egypt, even to this day and in Israel, and among other men, and has made thee a name as at this day, and has brought forth thy people Israel out of the land of Egypt with signs and wonders, and with a strong hand, and with stretched out arm, and with great terror. Hast given them this land, which thou didst swear to their fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey. And they came in and possessed it, but they obeyed not thy voice, neither walked in thy law. They have done nothing of all that thou commandest them to do. Therefore thou hast caused all this evil to come upon them. Behold, the mounts, they are come unto the city to take it, and the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans that fight against it, because of the sword and of the famine of the pestilence. And what thou hast spoken is come to pass, and behold, thou seest it. And thou hast said unto me, O Lord God, buy thee the field for money, and take witness of the city, for the city is given into the hand of the Chaldeans. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Behold, I am the Lord, and the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Verse 36, And now therefore thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning this city, whereof ye say, it shall be delivered in the hand of the king of Babylon by the sword and by famine and by pestilence. Behold, I will gather them out of all countries, whether I have driven them in mine anger and my fury and my great wrath. And I will bring them again into this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. I want to preach tonight just a little while. It's got to be my help on this thought. Hope for the future. Hope for the future. As we look at this tonight and we see Jeremiah, the Bible tells us that Jeremiah, he's done because of preaching the truth and because of telling the truth. King Hezekiah takes him and he puts him in the prison, in the inner house. And he's there, locked up in the inner court of the prison. And God begins to speak to his heart. Jeremiah, the prophet, is preaching to him the truth of God. But most time, people don't really want to hear the truth. People say they want the truth, but they don't want the truth if it interferes with where they're living. Amen. They don't want to have to change their ways. Praise God, to begin to walk in the ways of God. People like to transgress in their own accord and do their own thing. But Jeremiah was telling truth. He was telling them what was going to come to pass, and he said, God has brought us out, and he brought us into the land of milk and honey. He gave us a place, praise God, to endure, a place to live and to love and to find pleasure in the Lord. But said, what did they do? He said, they forsook the Lord and they went on their own pernicious ways. They started going after their own things and their own direction. And God wasn't pleased with that. So God told Jeremiah, he said, listen, I tell you what I want you to do. He said, I want you to know, praise God, that one day in a little while, I'm going to take it back. Amen. They'll go through a time of trouble and hardship. One day I'm going to take it back. He said, I'm going to call the nations from afar. I'm going to gather them from where I've scattered them, and I'm going to bring them back to this place. He said, you can take it to the bank, Jeremiah. Jeremiah was preaching it. He was telling it like it was, and nobody wanted to hear it. So God told him, he said, Jeremiah, he said, they just don't seem to want to listen to you. I won't say today the world, it don't want to listen to us. It don't want to hear anything we got to say. But I want to say, praise God, we just need to keep telling them the truth anyway. I keep on loving them, praise God. You say, preacher, how do you know you love somebody? Because you tell them the truth. Amen. If somebody starts lying to me and feeding me a bunch of malarkey, I guarantee see you, they don't love you much. But if they truly love you and they care for your soul, praise God, they'll teach you and direct you and show you the truth. Amen. I want somebody to tell me the truth. And I got grease on my face. I want somebody to tell me, say, hey, you got grease on your face. Amen. So I can get me some water, fix it. Amen. That's what God wants to do. He wants to give us the truth so we can fix it. Amen. That's what he wants to do. So Jeremiah's there and he's in the court of the prison. And God begins to speak to his heart. The Bible tells us in chapter 32. And said, Zedekiah, he's got him locked up there. And said that God begins to speak to him. And God begins to tell him. He begins to tell his uncle's son, praise God. He said, listen. He said, I want you to go up there and you take that piece of property. And said, the right to redeem it is Jeremiah's. And said, what I want you to do, I want you to go up there and I want you to sell out that property. Sell it to Jeremiah because he has a right to possess to redeem it. So I don't know about you. I got to thinking about old uncle, uncle son, amen. He had a piece of property in the land of the enemy, praise God. And I think he was wanting to unload that. I think he was wanting to get rid of that. I thought he probably figured it wasn't cause godly, praise God. It was of God, and God used it mightily. But praise God, I believe that old boy, he thought, hey, old Jeremiah's there. If I can get him, amen. It ain't gonna bother him anyway. He's locked up over there in the jailhouse. Praise God. He can't go nowhere and do nothing. So I'll just sell it to him. Amen. He said, I'll unload this piece on him. God done spoke to his heart. He said, just go up there and sell it to Jeremiah. Amen. So the Bible speaks to Jeremiah. God says, Jeremiah said, God spoke to him. And he said, listen, he's going to come up here and going to offer to sell you a parcel of property. And he said, what I want you to do, I want you to buy it. I want you to purchase it. You know what God was to sell him here? Amen. He was telling Jeremiah, he said, I want you to put your money where your mouth is. Amen. I believe sometimes God, he just wants us to put our money where our mouth is. Amen. Jeremiah was a preaching. He said, God Almighty is in control. God Almighty is still reigning. God Almighty is still in charge. He said, they're going to come in. The Chaldeans are coming in. Babylon, praise God, is going to take over. Zedekiah, King Zedekiah, is going to be carried off into Babylon. And he's going to see old Nebuchadnezzar right eye to eye. He's going to look in between Meek and Bill. Amen. Glory to God. But he said, old Zedekiah, praise God, listen. He said, God's going to use this in a mighty way. One day in a little while, he's going to call the people back, praise God, for his glory. Amen. So he tells old Jeremiah, he said, I want you to purchase that property. Amen. Put your money where your mouth is. He said, because one day the Jews will return from exile. Amen. They'd been driven out. They'd been beaten out. They'd been stoned out. They'd been pushed out. But he said, one of these days, praise God, God said, I'm going to draw them back. He said, because of their disobedience, I've had to discipline them. Praise God, but one day, a little while, I'm going to call them back to myself when I see that they've had enough. I want to say glory to God. One day when God's seen that the Jews had enough, he's going to call them back unto himself. Hey, I don't know if you've noticed anything, but they said peoples, Jews is getting on planes all over the world. They're loading up as fast as they can buy tickets and buying tickets as fast as they can, and they're flying out of these places, and they're flying back into Jerusalem, flying back into Israel, flying back into Tel Aviv. They're going back to the land of promise. And you say, preacher, what's taking place? I'm talking about hope for a future. God Almighty said, listen, I scattered them abroad, but one day I'm going to bring them back. I will say, God, listen, Lord God, there's a whole lot of our folk, they're scattered abroad all over, but God said, if we'll just trust and believe and obey with him and stay with him, praise God, that one day in a little while he'll bring them back. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. How many of us are strayed from God, but God come found us where we was and brought us back? Amen. Praise the Lord. Come to where you were when you weren't trying to get back to him, praise God, but he come to you. Got a hold of you, praise God, brought you back into reality. Help you realize, praise God, the promise that God has made. Amen, even to his people. So Jeremiah had promised, he had prophesied that one day in a little while that God would keep his promise. Amen. He believed promise, praise God. He believed the promise that God had made him. And so he took and he purchased this piece of property. He purchased this piece of land because he said, one day, praise God, we're going to be back. Amen. Praise the Lord. One of these days, it'll be worth something. Praise God. One of these days, I can claim it as a possession. Praise God, in the land of my king. Glory, hallelujah. So God made him a promise, praise God. And he believed the promise of God. I wonder what's wrong with the people today. We don't believe God. A lot of people don't have no promise. They don't have no hope. Amen, much less hope for a future. But when we believe God's promise, praise God. But old Jeremiah, he was locked up for sharing the gospel, for telling the truth. Amen. I tell you what, whenever we try to tell the truth, whenever we begin to pass out the truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ, amen, we can expect to be tested. Amen. You can expect to be tested. Tested. Trials will come if you try to live for the Lord. Trials will come if you try to tell people the truth. Trials will come if you try to tell people about how much Jesus loves them, how he cares for them, how he died for their sins, he rode victorious over death. I pray there'll be persecution, praise God. You can expect it. The testing will come. Amen. But he said, in the reality of your faith, the faith, your faith that's real, praise God, you can stand the test. Amen. Jeremiah was locked up. He was locked up in prison. God come to where he was. He said, Jeremiah, I want you to buy a piece of property. Amen. Over in Bethlehem, praise God. Hey, listen, nobody wants it. They think it. There's no hope there. Praise God. He said, listen, praise. I want you to buy it. Amen. Put your money where your mouth is. I want them to see, praise God, that you believe what you're saying. Amen. You know what's wrong with most Christian folks today? We don't act like we believe what we're saying. Amen. Oh, me. Amen. We don't live out our faith. People's are watching us, but they don't see it. First little thing comes up on, we just panic and we fall all to pieces. And we ought to fall on our faces and say, Lord God, please help us. Amen. Give us direction. Give us some hope. Give us some peace. A peace that passes understanding. So we'll have hope for the future. Amen. We need hope for the future. But it seems almost crazy, the reality of our faith. We put it to the test. When we purchase that piece of property, praise God, in a town of the enemy. It seems almost an absurdity to buy a piece of property in a town that belongs to the enemy. I bet the people, kind of like today, the way they look at us, they probably thought this crazy. He said, that old crazy prophet, he ain't got good sense. He's locked up over there. He's done gathered them together. He's done purchased. He's redeemed a piece of property that he'll never get to use. Said he, see, we told you he was crazy. Amen. Well, Jeremiah, he said, hey, listen, you tell him what I got to tell him. He said, praise God, one day, amen, the people will be gathered together and we'll be able to enjoy that. One day, it's a promise of God. Amen. Amen. He stood fast on his belief, praise God. Why? Because he had a belief in the future. If we have a belief in the future, if we have a hope for the future, praise God, we can stand upon what we have. We can proclaim it with a loud voice because we believe it. Sometimes I think we cower down so much is because we don't really believe what we're saying. Amen? We say it, but we don't believe it. But he didn't hesitate to buy it, praise God. We should never hesitate to buy into the gospel and the hope and the truth that we have in Christ Jesus, our Savior. There should be no hesitation, praise God, to step out in faith and say, you know what, no matter what happens, I'm going to go with God. I'm going to trust the Lord, praise God. He said, pick up your cross and follow me. Praise God, Lord, say, Lord Jesus, here I am. Amen. Amen. Following in the path, trying to be an example, turning on the light everywhere we go. So that folks can see Christ Jesus in us, manifest himself. So we see him, he didn't hesitate to buy, to purchase that property in a town where it's occupied by the enemies. Amen, he done it for the glory of God. It was a belief in the future. It was a test, praise God. And it was a necessity that he do this to prove that he was on God's side. He believed what God had to say. Amen. I want to say tonight, God's people, we live in a future tense. Amen. We need to quit living in, a lot of folks living in the past. Amen. We need to be living in the future, praise God. Amen. Because we know what the future holds, praise God. We know who holds the future. And we need to be living in a future tense, praise God, trusting in the Lord. Today's decision, praise God, is the light of tomorrow. Amen. When we make a decision today, when we decide to follow the Lord today, when we decide to go with God today, it's a light for tomorrow. It's a beacon of hope for a lost and a dying world. Amen. Does any of this make any sense? Amen. I got to thinking on it. Praise God. We got to make a decision today to follow God, to trust the Lord. Amen. Because of a future tense. A future that God has laid out for us. And today's decision makes a difference on tomorrow. Amen. We have to get up every day, children, and say, you know what? Today, I'm just going to go with Jesus. No matter what happens, I'm just going to stay with the Lord. And then when the trials and the temptations, amen, when they come our way, we can just say, Lord Jesus, please help me. Not to be tempted. Lord, please help me to go in the right path. I'm talking about a hope for the future. That'll get you through today and bring you into tomorrow. Praise God. Because today's decision brings up, it opens up, it brings out that light. And that decision we make, praise God, is tomorrow. Today's decision is tomorrow's certainties. What we decide on today, praise God, is what we'll have in the future. When we believe right. When we trust in the Lord, praise God. Jeremiah said, you know what? I'm just going to make a decision today. I'm just going to go with God. I'm just going to show the whole world, praise God, that I believe what God said. Amen. I don't know about you. I believe God. There's a whole world around us today telling we're crazy. We've lost our mind. Amen. Telling us we just need to sit down somewhere and shut up. And then praise God, hey, listen, I ain't going to sit down or shut up. I'm just going to say, glory, hallelujah, I love the Lord Jesus Christ. He's my Savior. Amen. And He loves you too, but He don't like your sin. I told a fellow that a while back. Boy, he looked at me awful funny. He said, "You calling me a sinner?" I said, "We've all sinned, come short of the glory of God." He said, "You mean you're a sinner?" I said, I've been a chief of sinners. He didn't know how to take me. He said, because I wasn't only insulting him, he thought I was insulting me too. I said, "Yeah, I'm just as wicked as you are. But by the grace of God, God saved me, praise God. Jesus Christ showed me my sins." I said, "Lord, forgive me a sinner." And he did. Amen. Amen. He said, "Well, that sounds like foolishness to me." I said, "It may be foolishness to you, but praise God, it brought joy to the Lord when I said, 'Lord, I'm a sinner, please forgive me.'" I said, "And you know what he did?" He said, "What he did?" I said, "He forgave me." Amen. I become a child of the King, praise God. I was born again. I said, "He'll save you too." He said, "I don't want to hear it." Amen. I said, he walked off from me. I said, "Glory to God, he already did." Amen. Praise the Lord. Because God loves us young. And praise God, there's hope in the future. And there's hope for him as well as there's hope for me and you. We put our faith and trust in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. The certainty of tomorrow, the promises that we have, the future of tomorrow, our children, our people, praise God, are the future of tomorrow. Amen. What we instill in them today, praise God, is what they'll have when they get there. Thank God. Amen. And now, I'm not saying everything will be perfect. Disappointments will come. If you'll study the life of Jeremiah, you don't think they called him the weeping prophet without a cause, do you? Amen. There was a lot of hardship, praise God. There's a lot of weeping that Jeremiah did, praise God. But it took a great step of faith, praise the Lord, to say, "You know what? I'm just going to go with God. If God says we have a promise of the future, praise God." He said, "I'm just going to go ahead and buy into the future." Amen. What we ought to do, praise God, is just buy into the future. Trust in the Lord, praise God, to make a difference. Amen. When we get into that, amen, it brings us up to a great time of praying and talking to the Lord. Amen. Looking for what we want for that great purchase that he's offering us. Amen. Praise God, that prize that's ahead for His glory. And when we begin to pray and seek His face, praise God, we begin to speak to Him and He begins to speak to us. Amen. We begin to listen. He begins to communicate with us. Just like He did to Jeremiah. The Lord will speak to you, praise God. He'll show you and He'll give you direction from the throne of grace. Amen. And he'll bring into your life that blessed assurance that we need. If there's ever been a time that we need blessed assurance, it's the day and hour that we live. Amen. We need to know that we know, praise God, that we belong to Him, number one. We need to know that we've been saved by the marvelous grace of God. We need to know, praise God, that God spoke to our heart, showed us to be old sinners, and we've repented of our sins. And ask God to forgive us and save us by His marvelous grace, and that He has. Amen. If I didn't know that tonight, I'd jump up out of my seat and I'd come to this old-fashioned altar. I'd bow down. I said, "Lord, forgive me a sinner. Save me, God, by Your marvelous grace. Put me into the family of God. Make me ready and fit, praise God, for the kingdom of heaven. And make me ready for when You call me out of here. I'll be ready to go." Have you ever thought about how many people have never been saved, but yet they've been snatched out of here and end up in hell, lost without God, because they procrastinate, because they say, "Well, I'll do it another time." Amen. Praise God. We need to do like old Jeremiah. When the Lord speaks to us, praise God, we need to just go ahead, just mind the Lord. Just do what God has spoke to us to do. And then we'll have that blessed assurance. We'll have that peace, that future, a hope for the future that God's offering to us even now. Amen. But you know what happens? Even like old Jeremiah, they laughed at him. They made fun of him. Zedekiah made fun of him. He said, just an old babbler just telling some old tale. Ain't ever got nothing good to say. Day and hour that we're living in, people make fun of you. They'll laugh at us. Amen. They probably do. Behind our back, they probably laugh at us. They probably make fun of us. But you know what we got to do? And we just still got to just trust in the Lord, praise God, and press on and persevere for His glory. Amen. He begins to prosper us in the journey, praise God. We begin to seek Him and see Him, and we seek Him early. God's just right out. He's just right there all the time. If we miss the Lord, it ain't His fault. Amen. He's always there to draw nigh to us if we'll just take time to draw nigh to Him. But you say, preacher, you just don't realize how busy we... I realize how busy everybody is. Everybody's busy. Everybody's running to and fro. The Bible said, Daniel said, in the last days, people will be running to and fro. Amen. We've got more modern conveniences than we've ever had. Why, you can take a little old flat box about this big and throw it in a super nuker and hit a button, and just a minute, you've got supper. Amen. Take your laundry and throw it in the front of this big old contraption and pour a little soap in it, hit a button, and about 30, 45 minutes, praise God, your laundry's done. Amen. But we say we ain't got time for God. Just don't have time for the Lord. I'm saying, youngins, we better take time. We better take time for God. We better trust in the Lord. Amen. And we better take time to trust the Lord so we can encourage somebody else to trust the Lord. Amen. Our future depends on it. Amen. We have a hope for the future. Jeremiah said we have a great hope for the future. Because God said there's coming a day. He said, I'm laid it out. He said, just go ahead and purchase. Because one day, He said, I'm going to gather all the people back. He said, one day I'm going to gather the folks unto myself. He said, Jeremiah 32 and 36, He said, now therefore thus saith the Lord God, the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning this city, whereof you say it shall be delivered in the hand of the king of Babylon by the sword, by the famine, and by the pestilence. He said, behold, I will gather them out of all the countries whither I have driven them in mine anger. See, God said, they've been dispersed. They've been run off. And in my fury and in my wrath, my great wrath, and I will bring them again unto this place, and I will cause them to dwell safely. But I like this part here. And He said, they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Because I'm going to call them together. I want to say, youngins, listen to me. God's calling our people together now. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next year. God's speaking and He's calling us unto Himself now. But will we come? It's not a game. This is for real. It's for keeps. God's calling people unto Himself. But He said, there's a falling away. Amen. We know there's a falling away today. But the Lord said there's hope in the Lord. He tells us here in 37, 38, praise God, that there's hope in the Lord. That those that's fallen away, those that's turning back, praise God, God can call them back. He can call them unto Himself, praise God, because He said there's hope in the future. There's hope for a future. He says in Jeremiah chapter 24, Jeremiah chapter 24 and verse 6. He says this. Jeremiah 24 and verse 6. He said, for I will set mine eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them. Now this is a promise that God had already made. For I will set mine eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them and not pull them down. I will plant them and not pluck them up. Now look at verse number 7. This is what the Lord promised. And I will give them an heart to know me, that I am the Lord. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. For they shall turn unto me with their whole heart. Amen. God says, listen, said, I'm going to call them out. I'm going to be a God to them. They're going to be my people. I'm going to call them unto me. It was a promise He made in chapter 24. And in verse 32, praise God, He said, it's going to come to pass. He said, just go ahead and buy your property. Go ahead and stake your claim. Count on it. Amen. I'm talking about hope for the future, youngins. We can just go ahead and buy us a property. We can go ahead and stake a claim because God says, I'm going to come through. I wish I knew some way to buy property in Israel. Amen. I've been thinking about that. Brother Bill, I'd like to have a little place in Israel. Amen. Glory to God. I'd like to have, because one day it's going to be something special take place over there. Boy, what a time it's going to be. Of course, God's children's going to be there with Him. But wouldn't it be nice to have a stake in that? Just go ahead and buy a piece of property now. Amen. Put your name on it. Put it on the deed book. Praise God that you have faith in the Lord. Amen. That the great Redeemer is going to take care of one, and the Redeemer, the Lord God of heaven, one day He's going to place His sign, His insignia on it. Praise God. He said, this is mine. This is the place of my people. Amen. But I think about that, and I think about what God's already done in the hearts and the minds of His people. The hearts and minds of His people, God's already put a sign and insignia on us. He said, this one belongs to me. This one is mine, praise God. I claim him. I receive my. I put my seal of approval on him. He's mine. Praise God. I'm going to live in him. Amen. Just like he will in that land one day. He said, I'm going to live in their hearts. I'm going to be a God to them. Amen. I'm going to fill their heart, and their heart is going to be overjoyed with the presence of the Lord. I tell you what, there's a lot of darkness in this world. But I get joy out of knowing the light that's in my heart. The light of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that outshines the darkness. Amen. It's brilliant light. It's the magnificent light of Lord Jesus Christ who shines the light for us. Better than Motel 6, praise God. It's hope for the future. It's the hope that we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ain't you glad you got that tonight? Amen. Ain't you glad that you got that hope that Jeremiah had? He said, just go ahead and just put your, just go ahead and just purchase the land. Amen. Go ahead and put your money where your mouth is and say, Lord, I believe in this blessed old book. I'm looking for that glorious future and inheritance in the Lord. Amen. What about you? Ain't you glad you got that? Ain't you glad you know Him? Ain't you glad that He knows you? Praise His name.